We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Mishnah Mechav Yaakov b'Pidchos Eliyahu Omer Menachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we learned the principle that Kol Davar Shebechova Eino Ba Ela Menachulin. Anytime we have to bring an obligatory carbon, we have to use chulin, non-consecrated coins, money, funds. We can't use, let's say, Maser Sheni coins for that. So what's the source of that? So the Mishnah asks, Minayin La Omer Harelai Toda Lo Yavi Ela Menachulin. How do you know when a person says, I take upon myself to bring a carbon Toda, which now becomes obligatory because of the neder, that he has to use chulin money. So the Mishnah quotes the pasuk Shenemar in Devarim Tezayin, V'zavachta Pesach v'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. You will slaughter the carbon Pesach v'Hashem tzon sheep and bakar and cattle. So the Mishnah asks, what do you mean cattle? V'alo ein Pesach ba elamana kvasim en aizim. A carbon Pesach can only come from a sheep or a goat. Im kein laman emar tzon uvakar. So what does the pasuk say? Tzon uvakar, regarding the shechting of the carbon Pesach. Ela lehekish kol haba min habakar u'minatzon haPesach comes to tell you to compare anything, any carbon chova that comes from a bakar and tzon, it should be compared to the carbon Pesach. So that's why we mentioned tzon u'bakar in relationship to Pesach. That all tzon u'bakar karbanos should be treated like the carbon Pesach. In what way? Ma haPesach she'uba b'chova einol ba'ela menachulin. Just like when it comes to the carbon Pesach, we'll have to see how we know this, that a carbon Pesach, which is of course obligatory, can only be brought from chulin funds. You cannot use maser sheni kadosh funds for it. Af kol davar shu b'chova, so to all obligatory karbanos, bakar and son, lo yavo elo menachulin. So where do we learn that carbon Pesach, which is really the model here, is for all karbanos, that it has to be brought from chulin? So so that we draw from the following pasuk. It says in Shemos Yud Beis with respect to the carbon Pesach, va'avata es ha'avoda hazos, this avoda, this carbon Pesach, this service you should do b'chodesh hazeh, in this month, of course, which is the month of Nisan, the chodesh harishon. So what do we learn from there? B'chodesh hazeh means, it comes to teach us, sheyu kol avodos chodesh zeh kazeh. All of the services of this month should be like this. What do I mean like this? So what it means is the following. The first carbon Pesach that was brought was known as Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, the carbon Pesach of Yibona Mitzrayim, it clearly was brought from chulin funds. How did we buy those sheep? There was no Maser Sheni until we came to Eretz Yisrael. So of course, the carbon Pesach Mitzrayim, the first carbon Pesach of Chodesh Nisan on the 14th of Nisan was brought from chulin funds. And since the Pasuk says, tells me that all the avodos of Chodesh Nisan should be similar, so that means that the Korban Pesach of Doros, of the future generations, should follow the Korban Pesach, that first one that was also in that Chodesh, in Chodesh Nisan, in Mitzrayim. Just like in Mitzrayim, we had to use chulin funds to buy the money, to buy the carbon Pesach. There was no such thing as Maser Sheni. So two Pesach Doros has to be from chulin. And just like carbon Pesach, which is a carbon chova, is only brought from chulin. So now the Mishnah continues. Af kol davar shu ba b'chova lo yavo ela menachulin. Therefore, bakar vatzon, all bakar and son of all karbanos have to be treated like the carbon Pesach. That's why the pasuk says v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. All tzon uvakar should be like the carbon Pesach to be brought from chulin. And carbon Pesach is known because we learned from Pesach Mitzrayim, which of course used chulin. Fikach, Mishnah continues. Homer harei alai toda harei alai shlamim. That's why if a person says he takes a neder to bring a carbon toda or shlamim, now they become a neder, he becomes an obligatory carbon, they can only be brought from chulin, not from maser sheni. V'ha nesachim, says the Mishnah, the nesachim, the mincha and the wine that come along with the carbon shlamim, b'chol makom lo yavo ela menachulin. So what does this mean that the nesachim, the mincha, and the wine that's brought along with the carbon shlamim should always be brought from chulin, cannot be from maser sheni? So it means the following. A person said, let's say a person said, harei toda or shlamim min amaser. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that a person is permitted to bring those karbanos from maser sheni because that was part of his neder. I'm bringing the carbon shlamim from toda, from maser sheni coins. Then that's acceptable. But and then we spoke about had the bread in the previous Mishnah, the 40 loaves of the Todah. But the Nisachim, that, no matter what, have to be brought from Chulin and not from Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni money could only be used for Shlamim, or Todah, where the basar, the flesh, is eaten by the Balim. So there, as long as it was part of your neder, so then that's acceptable. But nesachim, the mincha offering and the wine, which are both placed on the mizbeach, the wine's poured out and the mincha is completely burnt, that's not eaten. So that cannot be brought from Maser Sheni, because Maser Sheni has to be used to buy tzarchei achilu shasiyah, food or drink. And if you're not going to be eating or drinking from it, then you cannot use Maser Sheni for that. Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Kol kabanos ha-tzibur v'ha-yachid bo min ha'aretz u'michutz ala aretz min ha'chadash u'min ha'yashan chutz min ha'omer u'shtei ha'lechem she'enon bo'im ela min ha'chadash u'min ha'aretz. Says the Mishnah like this. All menachos can be brought, whether they're brought from the grain, from the wheat of Eretz Yisrael, or from chutz la'aretz, that's acceptable. And even chadash doesn't matter. Chadash means a tzvua chadasha, which is before the Minchas HaOmer was brought, or Yashan, meaning it's past already the 16th of Nisan when the Minchas HaOmer was brought. So that's okay. You can use flour from, if it's Korbanos Tzibur, or Yachid, or individual, you can use flour from Chutz La'aretz even. And even Chadash flour is acceptable. Chutz min HaOmer u'shtei halechem, she'ein on bayim elemen Chadash min HaOmer. But the Shtei Halechem and the Omer, the barley offering of the 16th of Nisan, and the Shtei Halechem of Shavuos, that has to be brought from Chadash. That's Chadash, not Yashan. That's Chadash. It has to be the new grain. We've mentioned that. Now it's fresh, it's new. And it has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. How do we know? When it comes to the Omer, it says, Kisavo el Aretz. Asher Arino Se Lochem, this is in Parshas Emor. Uksatem es Kitzira, Vavestem es Omer Reishis Kitzirachem. So number one, it says, Kisavo el Aretz. It has to be from Eretz Yisrael. And number two, Reishis Kitzirachem, it has to be from the new grain. Shtei Alechem, it says, also in Emor, Ani Macharas HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisperu HaMashim Yom, count 50 days, V'hikravtem Mincha Chadasha LaShem, so Mincha Chadasha means it has to be from the new wheat. Remember, the Omer is barley, the Shtei Alechem is wheat, but either way, here it says Mincha Chadasha has to be new, and it says Mimo Shavosechem Taviu Lechem Tinufa. Mimo Shavosechem is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. So Omer and Shtei Alechem have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael and from Chadash. V'kulon. Then the Mishnah continues, and all of the Menachos Einen Bayim Ela Min Amuvchar. We have to bring from the choicest of the wheat, and that's based on the pasuk. It says V'chol Mivchar Nidrechem in Devarim Yud Beis Mivchar, that which is of choice. Vezu Muvchar, question is, what's the Soles that is Muvchar? In fact, what's the Shemen that is Muvchar as well? Because if bring Menachos, you have oil as well. So the Mishnah here tells us, Michmas, that we're speaking about cities in Eretz Yisrael specifically. So that is the city, some say it's actually the city Michmash, which is mentioned in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Gimel. Another city, Mizonicha. And Mizonicha, some say it's Uzenucha, and maybe people claim it's the city of Zanoach, which is in Yehuda, mentioned in Sevi Yehoshua Peretes. So I'm actually looking out the window right now at Zanoach. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. And these two cities, Michmas and Mizonicha, are Alpha Lasoles, are considered the preferred alpha, are the best when it comes to soles. That's ideal when it comes to soles mubcheres. Doesn't mean the Mishnah said at the beginning, you can bring soles from other places as well, but the best of all are these cities. Shni Elohem, on the second level beyond them, second to them, is what city? Chafarayim Babik'ah. Is some say it's not Chafarayim, but it's Afarayim, and maybe it's the city mentioned in Divrei HaYamim Beis Perek Yud Gimel, where it mentions that the name of that city. Some claim there were two Afarayim cities, but either way, that was secondary. So we have Michmas and Mizunicha, which are the first Alpha Lasoles, and then Shania Lahem, second to when it comes to fine flour, getting flour, is Chafarayim. And then the Mishnah concludes, Kol ha'aratzos kol yuksheros, you're permitted to bring soles from Menachos from all the places, but Elamikan Hayumavim, but this is the places where they tried to bring because it was ideal.